This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Water for everyone was the feeling when I spoke with U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse after the House followed the Senate's lead by passing Phase 3 of the Yakima River Basin Water Enhancement Project last week. He sounded a bit like a proud papa when talking about the 363-62 passage of H.R. 1048.
I got to tell you, I couldn't be more delighted that we were able to get this accomplished. It will really provide a tremendous amount of benefit for all water users in the Yakima River Basin, from agriculture to industry to our local communities, even provide a lot of benefits, increased enhancement to the environment and habitat for fish. So it really is a tremendous thing that we were able to do.
Newhouse says the state's been behind this for a long time, but getting the feds on board was crucial.
Washington State itself has been a great partnership in providing assistance in the Yakima Basin, and now the federal government is stepping up to the plate and providing the participation that it must as well. Since the project does involve federal land, this was absolutely a necessary step for us to take.
He says the bipartisan vote shows its validity.
I firmly believe that the Yakima Work Group, the Implementation Committee, are a model for the rest of the nation to follow to address divisive issues.
The package now heads to President Trump's desk to be signed into law.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.